Well, we'd like to have his frequent flyer points, Paul Gow. Every week we seem to chat with him. He's in a different country, or certainly at least a different state. But it's a little bit of a somber note we start on this morning, because as we go to Paul Gow, you've probably heard in the news throughout the morning, professional golfer Bill Haas has escaped serious injuries following a car crash in LA that killed the driver of a Ferrari he was riding in and injured the driver of a BMW. And, of course, there was also the actor involved in that, which is Owen Wilson's brother.
Luke Wilson.
Yeah. So Luke Wilson wasn't hurt, and we don't think Haas was hurt either. We'll go to Paul Gow. G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, guys. There, yeah, it was awful news. I got out of bed this morning to hear that at 6 a.m. and had it happen at 6:30 last night. And was only having a chat to Bill Haas on the range yesterday. Okay. One of the nice guys of the tour, and looking forward to a big year. And this is the part of the year he starts to like, because he loves Riviera. And he's staying with one of his dad's friends. So Jay Haas is his dad, of course, and the man that started the Walker Cup, which is a big amateur event over here, wealthy man himself, and it was driving a Ferrari, and that was it. He passed away. But the good news with Bill Haas is that he's got some cuts and bruises, but was released from hospital, and he's headed back to South Carolina and take a few weeks off. I'm sure it'll be difficult times for him, without a doubt, because he's such a lovely bloke.
Yeah, very much so, Gowie, and our thoughts are with those who are affected by the crash as well. We move forward to the Genesis Open, though. You've had a bit of a special couple of days there as well. You've been watching Tiger knock the ball around.
Yeah, no, I was just hitting. I watched him in the practice round, and here obviously for the golf show to get a whole heap of content to put on the show. And watched Tiger hit. Geez, he looks good. I'm going to send you guys some pictures. He looks free and hitting the ball hard. And he was standing next to a young chap that's got an invite this week. Cameron Champ is his name, and he's 22 years of age, only just turned pro. And this guy was hitting the ball so much further than Tiger. It was ridiculous to make Tiger turn around and actually look at him. So this kid, he 21 years of age last year at the US Open at Erin Hills, led the distance in driving with an average of 335 yards. So he had the ability to turn Tiger around from hitting balls, take a look at him hitting shots. So watch that name. It's only his fourth or fifth pro event. I watched him hit balls. I was like, oh, my goodness, look how far this ball goes.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Makes retirement look good, Gowie.
Oh, absolutely. I put in my request to see if I get on his bag. He's just going to make millions. He turns par fives into par fours. But it was amazing, actually, here on the range. I was sitting there watching Cameron Smith hit some balls, and there's Padraig Harrington, there's Ernie Els, there's Phil Mickelson. And when Tiger walked onto the range, everybody sort of stopped and watched. And then there was a massive crowd around the back of the range. There's been, you know, I'm looking at it now, and there's no one there now. He's gone. Mm. And there's pretty much all these pros that are hitting balls. Adam Scott's just out in front of me a couple of yards. But there's nobody really watching these guys. But when Tiger walked on the range, the place stopped. And it's a bit like Greg Norman in his day.
Yep.
Greg Norman didn't play in the Australian Masters or Open. But, you know, the golf tournament didn't have any electricity to it, where, you know, this is why everybody wants Tiger back. He's just, the interest that he creates is amazing.
Well, it's a reasonable group that he's with as well, isn't it? DJ and Rory. And you're talking about the drivable par 4 10th hole. Someone like DJ, that'd be using three woods, wouldn't they, to get there?
Yeah, he got there this morning. I watched his tee shot on that. He hit a three wood. It's one of the most historic short par 4s in the world. It's so hard. And you don't know why it's so hard, but when you walk up there with five every time, you're like, wow, it got me again.
Yeah.
DJ drove it into the front right-hand trap. He pitched it out and three-putted. So that was his first hole of the day in the Pro-Am. So it just gets you. It's a great hole. I've actually got music set up on it this week. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But he's got a cracking group. Tiger's going to have to kick the ball on the fairway. They worked really hard with TaylorMade this week on the range to try to get a driver that actually stayed in the golf course. So a couple of weeks ago at Torrey Pines, he hit it everywhere. I wouldn't have put your money on him, because it was so, so bad. Riviera is a different place. It's long, but you've got to be straight. The first fairway is only 22 yards wide. So he'll need to
find that ball going down the fairway, not over into the boonies like he's been hit. They work hard with the driver, but as you know, when it comes to game time, you'll figure out if the driver's good or not.
Who's looking good? Who are you tipping?
I've walked up and down this range trying to, sort of pick your winner. But the guy that sort of stands out to me is JB Holmes. He's been playing good of late. I watch him hit these balls. He hits it hard left to right. It's the golf course you've got to hit a long way, but you've got to keep it on the fairway to get to these small greens. So I like him. And Cameron Smith, I stood back for a while just watching him, and he's flushing. He's got his coach in town. They worked on the off week. He's biting at the bit. He said he loves his golf course. Well, if you feel good and you feel comfortable around a golf course, you'll perform. Just like you, Berkey, around Long Reef. You just feel comfortable and you break par all the time.
He's $67 at tab.com.au, JB Holmes. And then Cameron Smith is also at $67. Yeah, that's big odds for JB Holmes.
Well, I guess the odds are up there because it is a strong field. And right, a lot of players entered. As soon as Tiger committed to this event, a lot of players are playing. Jim Furyk's back this week. He's been out injured. But we've got a whole heap of Aussies that are playing. Mark Leishman obviously playing well. You've got Jeff Ogilvie, he's playing. But, just looking up and down the range, a lot of these players that don't normally play the LA Open, which is the Genesis Open, they're playing this week at Tiger's Head, without a doubt.
Gary, just a quick one off the top of my head, which is very, very unreliable. Was Riviera where Bill Clinton was a member, or they wouldn't let him be a member? Or they've got some famous members, haven't they?
Yeah, Riviera, they'll let famous players in, but the golf course they won't, which is just up the road, is LA Country Club. They don't have any famous players. Bill Clinton, all those guys couldn't get in. The only one famous player that played there was Ronald Reagan.
Right.
So he played there for years, and pretty much he was the only one. Now, LA Country Club, on the outskirts, the houses ran. That's where the Playboy Mansion was on the 16th hole or the 14th hole. Aaron Spelling lived on another hole. And the great Lassie, that dog lived on about the fourth hole. So,
how many Lassies were there?
There's only just one Lassie. Yeah. No, it was the main Lassie.
Gowie, you've got some good stories out from your days in LA, but we won't go there. We do thank you so much for that.
Thanks, fellas.